Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
So happy to have you along.
Yes.
This is what we like to call the fastest hour in radio, but it is designed around you. If it's your first time listening to the show, it's probably unlike any other financial radio show you've heard. We take questions from you guys that have been emailed in. I produce the show once a week. It goes to 16 stations across the country. Cool. So we have a host of questions that come from Florida, Boston, out west, and of course, good old Central Indiana. So if you've got a question or comment, you can shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. We're more than happy to have those questions. If there's any part of the show that you missed today, remember you can always go to our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. You can find it there. The rest of the show, if you will. There's a segment for many of you that's missing just because of time constraints on different stations. So if you want that, again, it's another reason to be able to go to the website. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook and get insight into that as well. So, Sherry, we had some very significant questions that came in today that were asked that I thought were very, very important. But what I am going to do today is something that I normally don't do.
What's that?
Well, I try to teach people not to self-medicate. And so I intentionally will tell you about the condition and I will tell you about opportunities, but I don't tell you about the intricacies that you need to consider along the way. I have no intentions of you trying to go out and do your own tax planning, your own investment work. That is not my plan. I want you to be able to have a better conversation and a better understanding of your money with your spouse, with whoever your advisor is. If you don't have one and you call us, that's great. But I want you to have a basic understanding of what's going on. Since 2007, there was a notification there was going to be a change in the tax code. That code took effect in 2010. And over the last 7 years, the families that we have helped, we've been able to create a lot of tax-free growth on money by understanding a concept called the Roth recharacterization. And understanding some of the intricacies of that. So there's no part of the show where I'm saying you are now, you know, you have my blessing, go do this on your own. That ain't happening. I will tell you, as I will tell you in the segment, if you call your CPA and they don't understand it, do not hold that against them. Do not be surprised. IRA is not basic. It is not a natural way for people to think. Some of the things that we talk about on the show are complex. I've trained more than 25 CPAs how to do what we're talking about on this show. They help me in their ways. I help them in mine. So this show is going to get a little bit more down into the dirt than some people are used to, but there is a reason for it. In the meantime, you got a question or comment, shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. I'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
We are happy to have you along. Sherry's got this laugh working about her this morning. So, you know, I don't know if it's just the fall Indiana
it's
laugh.
It's not a Halloween laugh, though. It's that's so sinister. It's
well,
not.
I'll tell you what sinister is. And I'm gonna lay out the whole thing for you here in a second. But here's the deal. One of my rules is never to talk about tax legislation before tax legislation has passed. At the same time, I don't want anybody who's been listening to the show miss the opportunity that may only exist for another 6 weeks.
Really?
What's that? Now, I'm gonna say this probably three times during this segment of the show. So I do not self-medicate. That means there's a reason why there are pharmacists. There's reasons why there's doctors. You need to know when you have a boo-boo or a bellyache. You do not need to know how to do the surgery for said boo-boo.
Right.
Okay. But some of you have listened to the show, have said, Joe, I've been thinking about coming in to talk to you, or I've been thinking about doing this with my advisor. I'm just telling you that right now, part of the Republican congressional bill to be passed is the elimination of what's called a recharacterization.
Oh.
And I've said on the show before that is one of the biggest, it is the biggest tax hole that I have seen in my 30 years in this career that has not been plugged and is suddenly potentially about to be plugged. You've also heard me on this show say that every line has a constituent.
Right.
And the constituent is a lobbying party, a political action committee. It is somebody who gets paid because you either get a deduction or have to recognize revenue on the line. And bottom line is there's not enough constituents who understand the power of recharacterization, what it means to actually come out and defend it. So it is possible that it goes. Please do not try to do this on your own. Please make sure you're working with a qualified advisor. Mm. And keep in mind, I've taught more than 30 CPAs about what I'm telling you today. Mm. If your CPA says that doesn't work, you can't do it, they're mistaken. The problem is January 1st, they may be accurate.
Oh, wow.
Right? So here's what happened in the Wayback Time Machine. In 1997, the Congress got together and created this concept, a notion of a thing called a Roth. Now, I want you to understand, a Roth is not a thing. A Roth is a tax code. And Sherry, what that tax code says is, if I choose to put money into a retirement account, and that in this time it was only an IRA, if I choose to put money into an IRA in what we would call a traditional IRA, it's tax deferred. That means I'm going to pay taxes in the future. I want to defer recognizing that taxation.
Right.
If I put money into a Roth IRA, I'm going to recognize the taxes today, but I'm going to do it so that I never, ever, ever have to pay taxes again on that money.
And you don't pay tax on the growth of it either.
Right. So the growth is tax-free.
Right. Right?
So the two big reasons people did Roths, the two over-the-top reasons, one is there's no required minimum distribution for a Roth IRA for the owner or their spouse. There is for their beneficiaries other than their spouse, what we would call a non-spousal beneficiary. And the second reason is because you don't pay any taxes on the growth.
Yeah.
So if you believed you were going to be in a lower tax bracket into the future, it made more sense to defer the taxes.
Sure.
If you thought you were going to be in a higher tax bracket in the future, it made more sense to do the Roth.
Yeah.
Now, the Roth has some rules that are different than a traditional IRA. One of those rules is if your income was above a certain amount, so back in 1998, first year you could do this, if your adjusted gross income, married filing jointly, was above $160,000, you didn't qualify to be able to contribute to a Roth IRA.
Because you made too much money?
Because you made too much money. There was a limitation on it. Fast forward to 2017, that number is closer to $184,000, but it still exists.
Okay.
Married filing jointly, there is a limit as to who can contribute to a Roth IRA.
Yeah.
Now, what happened back in 1997 when they created the legislation is they recognized it was possible, Sherry, that you wouldn't know what your income was before December 31st.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
And remember, there's two parts to the Roth. There's the Roth contribution. That's where you're putting income in for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the Roth conversion. That's where you're taking an existing IRA mm-hmm. or money that you've pulled out of a 401k and you're raising your hand to the tax man saying, please tax me today.
Yeah.
But I want to convert my IRA to a Roth IRA.
Yeah. Now, when you convert, is the you still don't have required minimum distributions on things you convert?
That's correct.
Wow.
You,
okay.
Yeah, you do have to pay the taxes.
Sure.
However,
yeah. Yeah. You pay the taxes.
But you don't have to. You won't have a required minimum distribution, and
yep.
you, and the growth on that money going forward will be tax free.
Sure.
Okay. So other than that, all of the rules were the same. Other than it, if your adjusted gross income was too high for a contribution, it was 160.
Yeah.
For a conversion, it was 100,000.
Really?
Right. And that included the amount you converted. Right.
So. 100,000 income?
100,000 of income, including the amount of IRA
oh,
that you
wow.
converted.
So you couldn't really...
So most people really didn't do it. But still, there had to be something in the code that says, what if I boo-booed?
Right. Yeah,
what
yeah.
if I put in... What if I did a conversion mm. and my AGI was suddenly above $100,000?
Mm.
What if I did a contribution and my AGI was above 160?
Mm.
What, you know, what if I got a bonus I didn't expect? Right,
right? Exactly.
What happens?
Yeah.
And the answer is the IRS gave you the ability to do what's called a recharacterization. That
okay.
has to be done by October 15th of the following year.
Okay.
All right.
Which means so, you go from a Roth back.
You would pull out what the way it was designed is you would pull out the excess contribution.
Oh.
So to get your AGI back to 100.
I get it.
To
okay.
get your, if you put in too much money in the contribution to be able to pull it back.
Okay.
Right. Well, so everything goes along, and this is no news to anybody who's listening to the show. Back then, you could put $2,000 in an IRA.
Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, Wall Street doesn't want $2,000 accounts,
yeah.
so they really didn't give an iota, right?
Right.
And secondly, in all fairness, especially in California and New York, they didn't deal with people whose AGI was $100,000, especially after a conversion.
Right.
And so this kind of went under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not under the radar.
Hmm.
Twice a year, I go spend 3 days of my life reading private letter rulings, studying tax code, doing crazy things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I understand there is nothing that will impact your retirement more than the Internal Revenue Service. We've got that. We understand that. Listeners of this show
no.
know that. So that is why we are so intricately involved and invested in understanding what those tax lines mean, how the forms work, why they're there. It's why I work with very non-typical CPAs and specialize in how retirement and your tax returns go together. So along the line in 2007, we get a memo. And everybody ignored it. It was kind of like a silent, mm-hmm. you know, I've never seen the diary, obviously, but apparently the King of England, July 4th of 1776, wrote down in his diary, not much happened today.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you is if this thing passes,
it's a big deal.
The world's going to look at it like not much happened today.
Mm-hmm.
But we have helped people create more than $30 million of tax-free money
mm-hmm.
that will never be taxed. Because we understood the tax code. This has nothing to do with how good we are at investing or understanding money. It's understanding the tax code.
Hmm.
And bottom line is they're getting ready to pull, possibly, that's what came out of the legislation, eliminate the recharacterization. My fear is because it has no constituents, nobody who's defending it, nobody who's saying, hey, we got to keep this.
Right, yeah.
My fear is that there is going to be a huge problem that I wouldn't say a problem, but a huge opportunity that you may have 6 weeks left to use. Sherry and I are going to have to take a break. I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about this in depthly, try to explain it to you so that you can understand it in full and figure out where you want to go from there. You're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Kontos. Shoot us an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll take a break and be right back.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Sherry's looking at me like, what?
I'm annoyed.
Yeah, she is. She is frustrated, and I'm about to make her flabbergasted.
I don't understand. I don't understand why they would do it.
And your point was to take in more tax revenue.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think. Why would politicians?
So there are simplicities and there are complexities both to life and the tax code, right? One would think if they were cooking, that if you threw the carrots, the onions, and the celery in the pot, that it didn't really matter when they went in, how they went in, or what the temperature was when they went in. All three ingredients were in the pot. That is a simple way of thinking.
Right.
Mirepoix, on the other hand, those three ingredients has a definite cooking technique that says you put in the onions first. Right. You get those somewhat caramelized and browned, and then you throw in the carrots and the celery.
Yeah.
They go in at a different period of time.
Okay. All right.
So how in the world does that fit into Roth recharacterization?
Don't know.
Well, the people believe that IRA stands for Individual Retirement Account.
Right.
It actually stands for Individual Retirement Arrangement. Mm-hmm. And you're allowed to have as many of those critters as you actually want to have. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about the fiduciary focus, and we have a great question, we're going to talk about that in another segment on the show today. But we talk about the fiduciary focus. When I wake up in the morning as a fiduciary, I have to treat your money as if it were my money and we were in the same situation. There are four things that I focus on. Risk and volatility. That's the market going up and down.
Yep.
Fees and expenses. The things that you pay to get the job done, whether that's me or what we pay somebody else. The taxes, but it's both today and tomorrow. I remind people we're always on a journey. And then fourth is the real return. Real always implies about inflation. So we want to make sure that we're getting some growth on our money, but certainly enough more to cover the impact of where the inflationary pressures are.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I never want to make people riskier.
No.
I never want to make people spend more in fees.
Right.
I always want to pay attention to taxes.
True.
And real return really goes back with risk and volatility, the measurement, if you will, of how much I want to have in equities versus how much I want to have in cash.
And timing too, don't you think?
Well, no, leave timing out because that's opening up a whole other can of worms.
Okay.
So the Roth rules, just in summary again, if I convert money from an IRA to a Roth, and my AGI was too high, I had the ability to pull the money back to make amends so that I didn't have an excess contribution.
Don't you have to do that?
Or pay a huge penalty for an excess contribution.
Oh, okay.
So they said, here's how you make amends, right? By October 15th, you have to pull the excess contribution out.
Okay.
In 2007, we got a memo, a notification that said they were going to lift the adjusted gross income restriction starting in 2010.
Lift it?
Lift it. Gone. Zero.
Gone.
Zilch. I can make $1 billion a year. I don't. Don't panic. I can make $1 billion a year, and I could still do a conversion. If I had money in an IRA, I could do a Roth conversion, agree to pay the taxes today, but not have to worry about my adjusted gross income being below $100,000.
Is there a limit on the amount you can convert?
No, it's unlimited.
Wow.
It is absolutely unlimited,
okay.
Which is a very key point for this conversation and where we are right now. So what happens is because I can have as many Roth, I can have as many IRAs as I want, right?
Yeah.
The average person, the person who threw the celery, the onions, and the carrots in the pan at one time would say, okay, I'm going to do a Roth conversion because I want my money to grow tax-free forever, and I don't want to have to worry about a required minimum distribution.
Right.
They threw all of the money in a pot.
Yeah.
Right? Did the Roth conversion and paid the taxes on the money, and then they went down their merry way walking down the lane.
Right.
Right? But we're chefs. We are not your average cooks.
You guys are.
Well, we understand what we understand that there's a technique that has to be employed here.
Right.
And so you can have it, you know, think about the fiduciary focus, risk and volatility. I don't ever want to increase that. But Sherry, you don't have all of your money in stocks, but you do have some of your money in stocks.
Right.
So if instead of you having one account, you now had, let's say, five accounts.
Okay.
But collectively, they looked like the same dish before. I just kind of deconstructed, if you will.
Yeah.
Did I make you any riskier?
No.
You own the same things that you owned before,
yeah.
Right? Now, why, when you look at an equity account, if you look at a professional money manager, we're registered investment advisors, we have more than $300 million that we manage for people. If you look at one of the way we manage, there's always at least four different themes that are working within that, the equity portion,
okay.
Right? And if we knew which one was going to be best, I'd love to tell you we would put it all there.
Oh,
but
that,
we don't know.
Right.
We know based on the probabilities of life, what we see in the geopolitical world, we know that these four are probably our best wager.
Right.
And there's where our heaviest weighting goes.
Okay.
So if I looked at your IRA and I took those four slivers out, those four themes, and I put them in an individual account. So now all of your healthcare stocks were in one IRA, one Roth IRA.
Okay.
And all your financials were in one Roth IRA.
Okay.
Right? And all your technology was in one Roth IRA. The way the system works today,
yeah,
we go through the course of the year. We've done four Roth conversions on paper.
Okay. For each of those four?
Each one of those was one.
Right.
So we've got the four themes that are working. We haven't made you any more risky.
Right.
We haven't increased any fees or expenses.
Okay.
Right. We haven't done any of that. All we did was some paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We do all that at the office. Right. And we go through time. We get into April and we tell your CPA that we're going to pay taxes on one of them because we intend to keep one of the four. We just don't know which four yet.
Okay.
We pay the taxes on one of them.
Okay.
We file we pay our appropriate amount of tax and file for what's called an extension.
On the other three.
In September, we just finished doing it for everybody in September and the first week in October here.
Mm-hmm.
We go in and we look, and this is really tough, Sherry. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what we're going to do.
What?
We're going to look at the four and we're going to see which one did the best. You know, now I know that's really, really tough. To understand, but you know, which one did the best?
Why are you saying that? That it's
because I want to know which one of those four separate Roth IRAs.
Right.
Remember, when I do a Roth conversion, I pay the taxes on the amount that I converted. So if I did a $50,000 IRA and it's now worth 60, I'm paying taxes on 50, but I got 60 grand tax free forever.
Okay.
Right.
Got it.
So I look to see which one did the best.
Mm-hmm.
The other three go home.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They go back to the IRA. I call it a do over. Like you're playing euchre and you throw the wrong card. You say do over backsies. I want my card back.
Yeah.
The IRS doesn't even call it that. It says it never happened.
Wow.
Never. Because they don't know how to possibly report it. So I look at the one that does the best. I say, OK, was it worth the return or not worth the return in terms of what was going on and whether or not I want to keep it? Pretty simple stuff.
Okay.
So
what's
over
the problem?
Since 2010? Well, problem, nothing. People who have worked with us love it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They've got no problem. The IRS says, Joe, you are really putting the pressure here. And so they are part of the proposal. The tax legislation is to eliminate the recharacterization. In other words, what I've been doing for our families for the last 7 years may come to an end in the next 6 weeks. And if you want to find out how this works, or if you want to try, you may only have one shot.
Yeah.
And our recharacterization period may be October of next year. You may only have a few more weeks to get this done. So if you want to have a conversation about it, I'm happy to have that conversation with you. If you want to find out more, if you want to talk to your CPA, do not be shocked if they're not familiar with the strategy. You know, that I work with great CPAs, great people, been in business a long time. This is not their bailiwick. A lot of them don't naturally know this or know how to use it. And people who understand investing do not necessarily understand taxes. And believe me, this is where those two intersect, as do all things financial. We just ignore it. We ignore the fact that your tax return has to be dramatically involved with your investment philosophy. Hey, Sherry and I've got to take a break. You got a question or comment, shoot us a call. 800-928-4001. We'll take a break. Be right back. Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
My name is Bobby. I'm a veteran and lost my leg to a roadside bomb. My victory was going from a wheelchair to becoming a weightlifting champion.
I'm Sam. I'm a veteran. My victory was finding a career that I could be proud of.
At DAV, we're on a mission, helping veterans of all generations get the benefits they've earned.
I'm Cece. My victory was finishing my education.
When America's veterans win, we all win. Help us support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University. Our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along. Mm-hmm. Sherry, you know, the interesting part about being on the radio.
Yeah.
Is people recognize your voices. I don't go to drive-thrus very often anymore.
Oh, yeah.
At least in my own little small town of Anderson, Indiana. But I do get asked good questions every now and then. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, you know, we had to have a meeting with the business development people. Those of you who know us know that I'm, you know, I've been in my building here in Anderson since 1998. We flat out ran out of room.
Yeah.
We're building another building. So I had to go in front of the business council to ask for some waivers on things. And two things happened. One of the gentlemen said, you know, in all fairness, I listen to you every Saturday morning. and the second part, can you explain to me how capital gains work inside of my 401k? And, you know, and so I'm happy. I love those kind of questions. And it's, you know, what drives me, what gets me up out of bed in the morning. You know, I want to make the financial enhancement group bigger and I want to make it the best company that can be. Duh. Yes. I there are reasons for me doing it, but my passion, what drives me is I want people to understand their money. It's as simple as that. I grew up in a family of public educators. They turned my electricity off when I was growing up. Mm. How can you have a master's degree and not know how to pay a bill?
Wow.
It baffles me. And so my driving force, whether it's here, whether it's in the churches that I teach in, my driving force is to try to help you understand your money. Hmm. And as I will tell Wish TV in January when they have me come on and say, what should your financial goal be this year? Huh. And I will say to learn your taxes, to learn your 1040. And Phil's going to look at me and go, Joe, can't you come up with
something
another one?
Different.
And I'm going to go, no, because there is nothing more disruptive to your retirement than what comes on that simple little thing that you fill out every April 15th.
Most people don't realize that.
No, we totally ignore it.
Yeah.
So the question was, are capital gains inside of my 401k good or bad? Right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with the basics and just totally deconstruct that question.
Yes.
So when I teach people about money, if you were in the office, I would be on the whiteboard, and someday maybe we'll do this on an audio cast so that I can actually have the graphics. But on the whiteboard, I would draw out three things. I would say stocks, bonds, and cash. And before that, I always write the fiduciary focus at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say focus, I mean, these are the things that you should always be aware of. The fiduciary part, I have to treat your money, Sherry, as if it were my money and
right.
we were in the same situation. So when I do that for the 700 plus families we take care of, what is my focus? And my focus comes in four areas: risk and volatility. So I write that on the board. Fees and expenses, I write that next to it. Taxes, both today and tomorrow, that's the third thing. And then fourth is real return. So that's where my focus is. Now, go ahead, Jer.
Well, I've heard you say that a lot about the fiduciary focus, and it's just today hitting me that different people's focuses could be different. Like somebody who doesn't know as much as you do about taxes and Social Security and all those things might treat his own money not in a great way. And if I went to that person, or you know what I'm trying to say?
I very much know. I totally get it.
So a person could actually be treating your money in the best way they know how and it not be the best.
Yes. So let's say you were taking care of your own money.
Yes.
Right? So people would say, Joe, nobody's going to care about my money like I care about my money.
Right.
And that may, I'm not 100% sure that's true. But that may be true.
Right.
You may care more about your money, Sherry, than I care about your money. It's possible.
It's possible.
Right? But the whole point of the fiduciary focus is this is how I take care of your money if I'm taking care of it.
Yeah.
It's how I take care of my money when I take care of it.
Right.
And if you're doing it on your own, you darn well better make sure that you're paying attention to these four areas too. If you're not, You're missing it. Just
right.
because you care does not make you competent.
No.
Let that resonate for a second. Just because you care does not make you competent.
Right.
You may have the best heart in the world. I'm not letting you operate on me.
Right. Exactly.
You may have the best of intention. You may love me dearly. It does not mean you're giving me eye surgery. Ain't
exactly.
happening. Right.
Yeah.
And there are a few things that are, we get one shot at retirement.
Right.
Right. I can let you cook for me. And if it tastes bad, I can feed it to the dog.
You
right.
Start over.
I can order a pizza.
Right.
Right. I got lots of shots at that.
Uh-huh.
Right. You get an immediate feedback, Joe, you really liked it or you really didn't.
Right.
Right. Retirement. Most of us get one shot.
Right, right.
And being caring does not make one competent.
No. And I guess what I was trying to get at is I always looked at fiduciary focus as an issue of integrity.
Mm-mm.
But it's not just, it
Mm-mm.
is partially integrity,
sure
but
it
it's also knowledge and expertise. And what do you know? And the person, whether
yes.
it's you or someone else, do they actually know? Because they could be doing the best they know.
That's right. And it's one of the reasons why I tell people they need to either be dealing with a CFP
mm-hmm.
or somebody who's going through that process that's challenged. Because if I believe I know, right, when I taught at Purdue, I spent 7 years as an adjunct professor teaching financial planning to Purdue seniors. And, some of them say, Professor, why is being a CFP so important?
Mm-hmm.
And my answer is, maybe this is an overstatement, but you know I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know that I care about you.
Yes.
Right? So I would never do anything to intentionally harm you.
Right.
So if Sherry asked me her opinion on her shoes, right?
Yeah.
I can offer an opinion, but it's a very unqualified
True.
Opinion.
True. I wouldn't take it.
I care about you. But what the heck do I know about shoes?
True.
Right? So now all of a sudden I go out and I get a securities license
mm-hmm.
and I go to work for one of these firms, with a nationally known sign, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they've hired me not because of my looks, not even because of my competency. They've hired me because I can talk. I can communicate.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's no hiding around that. I know how to talk. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they hire me. And this nice guy comes in who I like. We'll call him Tom.
Okay.
I like Tom. And Tom tells me something about this annuity. All right. That sounds like it's the best thing since sliced bread. And by the way, it'll feed Barb and the kids.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So he tells me these things about annuities. I don't know what CS tables are. I don't know, I don't know reserve requirements. I don't know any of this stuff. I'm new to the business. I got hired by a firm. Tom, I like Tom. He took me to Morton's.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
he says, hey, this is great for Linda.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it's going to feed Barb and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I look at you, Sherry, and I go, this is the best thing since sliced bread. And I'm a nice guy. You care. I care about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, this is great. And there is nothing. You have zero defenses from my charm at this point.
Okay.
I'm in the business.
I know.
A big firm hired me.
Yep.
They wouldn't hire an idiot.
Right.
I got licensed. I must know something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And this is the best thing since sliced bread. And Joe likes me. Of
yeah.
course, I should say yes.
Well, and Joe might even have the same annuity.
Hey,
Joe may not know
and
any
honestly,
better.
Honestly, that happens more often than
that's what I'm saying.
It happens more often than you can imagine. So all I'm saying with the fiduciary focus is you want to ask those four questions,
mm-hmm.
risk and volatility, fees and expenses, taxes today and tomorrow, real return, and you want to make sure that you're dealing with somebody that's competent. So I always write three things on the board, stocks, bonds, and cash.
Mm-hmm.
That controls the risk and volatility. That controls whether or not you have a real return at the end of the day. Your first job as a fiduciary – my first job every morning is to make sure that we have the right mix of stocks, bonds, and cash. Secondly, then, we're going to put a wrapper around it in many cases. I don't like mutual funds, not a fan. I think there's too many fees and expenses. We prefer individual equities or exchange-traded funds, but that's where all of your fees and expenses come from. Then third, there can be a wrapper. The wrapper is an IRA, a 401k, a 403b, and it may or may not be a Roth. Right? They're not things, have nothing to do with the investments. They're options. Capital gains do exist. We're going to come back after the break. We'll talk a little bit about what they are, where they come from. But when you have money inside of that tax wrapper, that box, there is no such thing as a capital gain. It is all taxed the same way. We'll get to that in just a second. If you've got a question or comment, though, shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092. When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Biz Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Contos.
Welcome to Sherry's favorite part of the program.
It's my favorite part, yes.
It's the Inquisition.
No, not really.
She tries to find things to stump me things that she wants to know for herself.
I show some discipline. I don't just bring up any old thing, so I try to be
What are you bringing up today?
Well, okay, so a lot of our listeners, because you focus on life after work, which is retirement, some of them are on the older side. And they know all about Social Security. They understand where it came from. They understand the basics of it. What they're concerned about is when to take it out or not take it.
Challenge that whole premise that they understand Social Security.
Well, I mean,
I think most people understand when they get to a certain age, they get a check that comes from the government.
Right. They don't.
Whether they understand they're taking a 6% haircut if they take it early, an 8% gain if they take it long, and how to take their spouses, I don't think they got all that.
Well, no, but I'm saying the younger generation doesn't even understand the whole concept of Social Security.
Well, I'm 50 now. When I was 40, when I started the Financial Enhancement Group 20 years ago, and when I started in the industry in 1987, you know, the average person looked at me and said, I don't even think I'll get it.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, and I think we're beyond that now.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, there's still issues.
Well, anyway, so we're going to do Social Security 101 today.
Yep.
And then we talk about this a lot, but you need to talk to Joe about Social Security in terms of when to take it if you're in those upper age groups.
It is a huge, huge decision. I will tell you that. But as she starts with 101, I look at Social Security a lot like IRAs.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people think that they're basic. And there is a reason why I spend a lot of money and 6 days a year of my life doing nothing but reading and talking about IRAs with 300 of my friends.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I send a guy to training for Social Security for a reason.
Yep.
And I buy some high-end software for a reason. There is no such thing as Social Security 101. But with that said, go ahead.
Well, so just basic. The title of the article that I found is 10 Common Questions About Social Security. We will not get them all in this my little section. But I just wanted to start and go through it. The first one, of course, is when am I eligible to receive benefits, which that's anywhere from age 65 to 67. But the question.
Whoa. That's actually age 62.
Well, 62.
Everybody can take it early.
Oh, I know. Well,
so it. Well, it's that's what my point of 101. No, unless you have terminal cancer.
Right.
And unless the doc has said you are dying.
Right.
Right. You should not take it to 62 the majority of the time.
Right.
Okay.
I agree.
The problem is most pension plans are set up where your pension is actually reduced because you are eligible to take it at 62 and you shouldn't, but your pension gets changed. So you need to be aware of that along the way.
And we will get there. But what I was thinking when I read that question is when I was growing up, the common thought was you take it at 65.
Okay. So, and that's because when you were growing up, that was what was known as full retirement age.
Exactly.
And that full retirement age with me at 50 is now 67.
Exactly. And so anybody born after 1960.
That was me.
It is 67.
It is.
So I just wanted to bring that up because not everybody knows that. So, and you've talked about this before, you don't have to take it at 65 or 67, whenever you can delay it to 70, you can actually delay it after that.
No, you can't. They'll even send you a check to make up for the,
seriously?
The boo-boo. Yeah. It grows 8% per year. Your monthly benefit grows 8% per year. And it is calculated monthly, by the way,
right?
Up to age 70. Once you reach 70, it grows no more.
Right.
And if you didn't file until 72, they will send you a check making up for the period of time that you missed.
Well, that's very interesting.
It's also a unique tax planning strategy if you happen to have a lot of income at 71 and you won't at 72.
Because
they don't make you amend your return. Again, all things tax.
Yes. Okay. So number two, how is eligibility determined?
Eligibility comes from two ways. You can either be eligible on your own accord or eligible from your spouse.
But
if you've been married to somebody for longer than 10 years,
you have to make money.
Either you or your spouse had to have made money.
Mm-hmm.
It is adjusted so that there are four quarters in the year.
Yep.
Your qualification is based on achieving those quarters.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on your highest 35 years of income. So it's not like a pension where it's your last five. So you may have had money that you made when you were in college that counts.
Mm-hmm.
But there are two terms with Social Security. One is currently insured and one is fully insured.
Yeah.
Fully means you've had your 40 quarters, 10 years with four quarters.
Sure.
So that you're eligible for some benefit at 60, whatever your retirement age happens to be.
Right.
Currently insured is where it comes into disability.
Yeah.
Right. So you have to be currently insured, meaning you have to have worked the last quarters in order to have that current insurance if you were unable to go back to work.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, as of 2017, you have to make $1,300 a quarter.
Okay.
And I thought that was
interesting. That's $5,200
a year. Which isn't
interestingly enough, you can make that all in one quarter and call it a year.
Yeah. Well,
but you have to make the equivalent of what it takes to make the four quarters.
Right. So how much will I get?
The less you make, the higher your return is on your money. The more you make, the lower it is. So it's the best way to think about it are tranches. And like this, in 2017, I think Social Security was paid up to $127,000. The last $60,000 or so, you get very little of that attributed to your account.
Yeah.
The first $30,000 or the first $15,000 that you make, you get a lot attributed. So when Social Security was originally established back in 1934, it was designed to be able to replace part of your income.
But not all.
And the life expectancy was 64 and it didn't start till 65. So not everybody was supposed to get anything.
Right.
And then politicians, right?
Sure.
Monkeyed with the system, made it so that you could get it at 62. Never should have happened. In the middle of the 70s, they made the inflation adjustment, the cost of living allowance, or what you call COLA.
Right.
If neither of those two things would have happened, Social Security would be fine.
Interesting.
And Social Security today is not fine.
Right, no.
We have amends that we have to make for previous past decisions.
So, and this one speaks to me very personally. How much do you pay into the program? I have been self-employed most of my adult life. So I've paid both. both sides, the employer and the employee. So normal people, if you work for somebody.
People can't see the little violin going in the room.
I know. Well, yeah. there should be one. Right now, it's 6.2% of your wages come out in Social Security and 6.2% your employer pays. If you're self-employed, you pay both.
Most of you would be hearing Cher say 6.2% and going, whoa, I pay 7.65%. That's because that's what people think. It's Social Security and Medicare.
Right.
Medicare is an unlimited amount that's paid. The 6.2 is actually what goes into Social Security. Mm. And yes, we both. Since 1987, I'm 50, do the math. Mm-hmm. I have paid both sides of Social Security for three decades.
Awful?
It's painful.
It's painful.
And when they change some of the rules, it's painful. But yes. Okay. But your employer pays that, and you pay half, the employer pays half.
Right. Almost out of time, but how can I receive Social Security if I still work? I know that's a complicated question. But
the answer is yes, you can. Sure. If it's after full retirement age, it's without penalty. If it's before full retirement age, they actually reduce what the income is mm-hmm. that you get, but they also recalculate it when you go back to receiving money later on when you work. So it is a penalty. It's not as big a penalty as most people think it is, but it's one of the reasons why I would recommend you think long and hard before you apply for the benefit mm-hmm. and make sure that it's part of your strategic plan. Don't just say, hey, I got an idea. Let's go file for Social Security because
right.
we need extra money.
I know.
You know, it's very easy to say, what if I die? They're already broke. What if the rules change? Mm-hmm. Tons of justifications to do it early.
Right.
It's just not a great strategic plan. I can come up with lots of reasons why I shouldn't have gone to the gym this morning.
right, true, yeah.
But in the future, I will pay the price if I make that a long-term habit. Mm-hmm. Social Security is the same way. It is a very, very painful decision if done inappropriately.
Right.
Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Contos. You got a question or comment, shoot me an email. ConsiderThis@YourLifeAfterWork.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.